You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Ready?
Okay.
Even on a absolutely up and down thrilling sports weekend, once in a while we've been known to drift.
A little bit.
And you mentioned Rosalie Butler.
She came up in this day in history.
This day in history. So I was thinking Rosalie was involved in the big debate in 1963-4 at the University of Minnesota, the big political debate. Remember this? It captured the local news because the university professor, let's see how good your memory is, 1964, a university professor who was a freedom of the press guy and way lefty before we even called him lefty.
Not Milt Rosen.
Taking on Milt Rosen, who was a right wing before we called him right wing.
Well, so I have to come up with the name of the professor.
The professor.
I don't. I can't.
The unforgettable Mulford Q. Sibley.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes.
He was always, we always had to get the Q in there. You couldn't just call him Mulford Sibley.
One of his descendants is Morgan Q.E. Wolf Slattery.
Oh, really?
You got to get the Q in there.
Yes, right. Yeah. Well, I looked it up, and Rosalie, my connection with Rosalie was her and Milt were big enemies. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to run against him on the city council. And Rosalie was like crazy, and he, so was he.
But so was Milt.
Yeah, so was Milt. So she first stormed into the public eye in 1966 wearing a white beaver fur coat. She handed a check for 25 cents to a public works commissioner who had accused her of using DFL connections to get a state-owned plow to clear snow from her walk. Punching back, she said 30-year council veteran Milton Rosen spent the public's money like a drunken sailor and was a degenerate, rotten, dirty old man. He, in turn, called her a dirty little commie, a tramp, and a two-bit whore.
Boy, they don't talk like that anymore.
Oh, well, we got one guy who does. Yeah. But anyway, she also ended up being a big, she took on Maddox. She and her and Maddox hated each other.
I'm trying to think if Milt Rosen had a brother.
Maybe he did, but Milt was, but Milton. They had like three debates at the U, and it was big. The local news was so desperate in 1964 that they covered it like it was a big deal.
Either Milt or his brother lived in Matamidi.
Oh, really?
Well, okay. It wouldn't have been Milt because
he
had to be St. Paul.
He had to be
in
St. Paul councilman. I don't know. But anyway.
He talked with his hands.
Anyway,
the brother.
It was quite the, well, we had, who was the crazy mayor in St. Paul? Charlie McCarty. And then we had Stenbig in St. Paul and Minneapolis. Yeah. We had interesting politicians.
Those were the days.
Yeah, we didn't have a bunch of commies and then a bunch of idiots. And so it was, it was back then when they
Charlie
were
Charlie McCarty had his whole car outfitted with radios.
So he
and
could
he
follow
appeared
cop
at
cars.
Every fire and every time the cops showed, there was Charlie.
Charlie McCarty. Was he a two-termer? I wonder if he's a two-termer.
I think
the terms back then were only 2 years, too. Boy,
those
Paul
were
Mayor.
The days. Wow.
St. Paul Mayor. Charlie, you could have had fun as a city side columnist with Charlie. You could have gone around with him on his rounds.
Oh, man.
He was nuts. He was crazier than a hoot owl.
I don't even know where Melvin goes. The current mayor, he still works from home.
Yeah, right. There was that pandemic a couple of years ago. You can't be getting out. There might be germs. So, anyway.
Hey, do you like having a mobile quarterback?
Oh, it's terrific, isn't it? It's terrific having a mobile quarterback. Well, I guarantee you they wouldn't have had, how many points we have in the first half?
24.
24. We wouldn't have had 24 with the statue back there because he made a couple three great plays. And you know who likes the new mobile quarterback? Hmm. The tight end, Hockenson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who almost got killed yesterday. Yeah. He got thrown to so often.
Yes, that's right. 13.
Hey,
13
did you recall the play earlier in the game where Dobbs set up like a receiver?
He lined up wide.
I've never seen that before.
Well, they kind of call it the Wildcat, and the funny thing was, they did it, and it was kind of there was about 3 seconds, right, when he went out there.
Yes.
And no adjustment whatsoever
from the defense.
From the defense. Nope. They had no idea what the hell was going on, and that tie
worked.
That Chandler kid just took off and ran.
Yeah.
But it's a whole new Viking operation.
It really is.
And this team, in the past, has had a lot of success with emergency backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, noting that. Yeah.
Randall Cunningham, 1998. Case Keenum in 2016, right?
Yep.
2016?
Well, 2017 season.
2017.
Yep.
2017 season. Somebody told me, and I didn't know this, when Keenum became the emergency quarterback because Sam Bradford got hurt, who was filling in for Teddy Bridgewater, who got damn near lost his leg, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And Zim was never in on Case Keenum. Never in on him. He always thought he was lucky, you know, that he's leading you to victory. But traditionally, going back to when you covered him, the Vikings would have special access for the starting quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. They would have him do his weekly thing. He spent all year, Keenum, doing it in his locker like any other lump because Zim never got into the Keenum, never presented him like on Wednesdays as the starting quarterback. He just happened to be playing and damn near took him to the Super Bowl except for that.
We got to have this serious talk about Dobbs, though. He was with 5 teams
this year
in 45 weeks.
Yes. Twice just practice squad.
What is he going to implode here at any moment? Is this lightning in a bottle? What is this?
It's lightning in a bottle, but how long, you know? Keenum was lightning in a bottle and that lasted for a while. So, he's 28.
Or are other teams that stupid?
No. Here's how he got here, I'm told.
They made a phone call.
Yes, and not specifically to them. He called like 8 different teams saying, is your backup available? And Arizona's the one that said, well, you can have this guy and you only have to give us a 6th-round draft choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can have our starter. But, you know, he was 1-7 down there, 1-8 or whatever it was. And you can have him for a 6th-round draft choice. So it wasn't like, okay, they woke up when they found out their quarterback had a torn Achilles and said, we got to go get Josh Dobbs.
No, I'm aware of that.
He was just like the guy that was made available
to
them.
I'm aware of that. But Arizona had no problem letting him go.
No, well, what we gave them a 6th, and they gave us a 7th in return. Was that it, Reavers?
Yes.
Something like that. So
it was a pick swap.
One additional spot round in the draft to get him. So I don't know. Wouldn't it be fun if this was him?
What a great story this would be.
Oh, God, it is. And the kid, he's just having the time of his life.
Yeah, he seems to enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to enjoy playing.
Yes. Yeah, well, he's having a lark and... My God.
He can throw.
After all that.
He can run.
After all that suffering, to hear the cheers that he was hearing yesterday, and to be like, oh. And then the second half, they kind of they kind of toned things down and got a little more conservative.
Why did O'Connell say he blew it in the second half? He screwed up in the second
half.
They didn't.
They weren't as aggressive in doing things, you know. So I think he just felt like they called it more conservatively, traditionally.
The Zim quote I was looking for was he was asked why he didn't officially name Keenum the starting quarterback, even though he had won, you know, five or six, whatever.
Right.
And I think it was your buddy Thomason that asked him.
Of course.
How come you didn't announce that Case Keenum was going to be your starting quarterback? And Zimmer said,
I didn't want to.
Was that it?
He didn't want to. I didn't want to announce the starting quarterback.
Is that where I didn't want to?
Yes, that's where that came from.
Yeah. You know, when Dobbs got there yesterday, he didn't know where the locker room was.
And that's an easy place not to find the locker. Yeah. It's hard to find the locker room. But they didn't ever drive him down to the stadium on Saturday
apparently
and let him throw a few passes.
Apparently not.
This is driving me crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I was talking about it last week. Why, you know, he hadn't thrown to these receivers. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not give him 10 minutes after practice is over to have Addison run down the field?
You
got to
ask O'Connell.
How fast are you? Yeah, why not? I don't know what the deal is.
Boy, he's turned into be fun,
know,
though.
This game called football, people get hurt. Mm-hmm. You should make preparations just in case, right? But the thing about it is, if it hadn't been for this Mullins also being out with a bad back,
they might not have traded for him.
He never would have gotten here.
Yep.
He never would have gotten here. So it's a wonderful story. We had a few in the past. We had
this might be the best one so far.
Case Randall Cunningham.
Well, Randall Cunningham is the best one.
Except Randall had been a MVP of the league.
True.
Right?
So
people had heard of him.
Yes, right. That's the thing.
That's a good point.
Nobody heard of this guy.
The only guy who heard of him in town was Chip Scoggins, because he's a Tennessee fan, and this guy played at Tennessee, and he's famous for a Hail Mary that he threw to beat Georgia or something like that.
Speaking of college football, your guy Jimbo Fisher. Joe, we're going to pay
him. Did you see
him.
This?
The no, I had something else about Dobbs. What about Fisher?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, go with Dobbs.
Well, didn't you read yesterday where he had perfect attendance from kindergarten through college?
Yes.
Randall McDaniel.
Really?
Yep.
And Dobbs would not go and meet recruiters in high school.
He wouldn't take recruiting visits.
Until 1 p.m. when apparently that would have been you were in school officially that day by 1 p.m.
Yes, right. Well, sometimes they said 4 o'clock. Be there. I don't get out of school till 4 o'clock.
I think that's great.
But I do too.
Yeah.
I did a column 15 years ago, though, on Randall McDaniel. For kindergarten to high school graduation. Never missed a day of school.
That's fantastic.
Never missed a
now,
day of school.
What about Jumbo?
Jimbo Fisher. He was relieved of his duties.
Texas A&M lured him away
with about a $100 million buyout.
76.
Well, I don't get it.
Now I'm going to tell you a story.
Here we go.
All right.
1982.
It's getting to be a while ago.
1982. Lowell Schrader was the fairly new sports editor at the St. Paul paper, and we started spending a little money. And Lowell was a big college football fan because he covered USC during the dynasty years. Mm-hmm. And we were just alarmed because Jackie Sherrill had been lured away to Texas A&M as the coach for the kingly sum of $1.76 million for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. $237,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
We were so worked up about that a coach could be paid this much money in 1982 that Lowell sent me to College Station for his first ever game, Jackie's first ever game in College Station. And it was against Boston College, back when you scheduled Boston College for a win. It was like scheduling Eastern Illinois. Now, they were an Eastern Independent, and you were going to beat them if you were any good. And so I get
like scheduling Bowling Green.
On a Friday night, Jackie's first game, he's hosting a little sit-down at Tom's Barbecue in College Station, and there's about eight of us there, and that's it. You know, that's how, you know, the access to media, and we all sat there and BS'd with him and ate barbecue off paper down, you know, in Tom's barbecue. The next day, Flutie is the quarterback and kicks their ass 38-16.
Oh boy.
His first ever game. I remember this priest, the college president, was sitting in the back. He's a priest at BC, and he was he's sitting there, and the press box was just absolutely jammed with A&M boosters, and he was sitting there by himself. And I said, about middle of the third quarter, I stood up, went over there. It's okay to smile. He said, I don't think it is. <You know? laughs> He was sitting there from BC, but 38-16, his first ever game. But it was, I looked it up. He was making $237,000 a year, and we were mortified that a guy could make that much.
Why did they let this guy go?
Down year, Joe. Well, he's had a couple of down years.
He's 6-4, and he just beat Mississippi State 51-10. Well, then they're all nuts.
Where are they going to get the money?
Their board of directors, their board of regents, is all multimillionaire crazy boosters who are going to pay it probably. But they decided at an emergency meeting Thursday that they're going to have to fire him because it... You know, because they were a middling team in the SEC, which, you know.
How quick of a conversation do you think that is on Jimbo's side? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
$76 million.
I'll take it. Thank you very much.
See you later. Yeah. Thanks for everything.
And they can't find anything. You know, like Mel Tucker, they owed him millions at Michigan State, but they're trying to impose the moral clause for sexually harassing a sexual harassment talker, but...
I have not found any college game yet this year played in bad weather, nor have I found anyone that was a nail biter.
Yes.
There's nothing I don't want to watch.
So,
Ohio State just kicked the hell out of Michigan State.
Well, the Gopher game was a nail biter in that you're hoping they could get to 600 yards. Come on, baby. I know you can do it.
I mean, they look terrible.
What a moment.
Holy
mackerel. But our linebacker was hurt, so that explains giving up 600 and some yards to a 2-7 team. He couldn't even say it's all on me. This was so bad. But, you know, the lead of the Star Tribune, and I'm sure St. Paul too, was... he's looking at the stats. He sees that they rush for this 2-7 team rushed for 350 yards and made over 600 yards. And he said, this is just unacceptable. No bleep. You know, they're 2-7, you idiot. You know, unbelievable. How did this happen? How could this happen?
I don't know. I was not able to watch any of the game. We had basketball, but I was listening to a fair amount of it on the radio.
How was the grammar?
You know, it was so out of hand. It's, well, there's another 28-yard run. You know,
heard like the last 4 minutes with the grammar, and they were talking about it like this Gopher drive at the end meant something.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, it was. They were going down to, and we called timeout, and we got that last touchdown.
But lost in this season, I think, is going to be this. Kelly McManus can't play.
Well, he would have had a hard time getting. The only way he could have won the other day, he got 30 points. That should be enough against Purdue, shouldn't it?
Well, right, but how much of it was in garbage time?
Have you ever been to Purdue?
Yes.
I've not been there.
You should go to the Purdue airport sometime.
A little
weak. Holman Field looks like LaGuardia by comparison.
West Lafayette, Indiana.
I've flown in there a couple of times, and the flight you come in, you don't want the wind to be blowing on that. It's kind of, it's one of those flights when if there's two fat guys, they make sure we're on each other sides of the airplane.
You and what's rookie's buddy? Yeah. Gary Selberg.
Gary Selberg fakes like he's going to sit. That's the greatest prank of all time.
Whoa!
He sees the middle seat and pretends like he's going to get in. Well, I always told the story about the white Bryant McKinney and me.
Oh, God.
He's walking down the aisle, and I'm there. The plate's full. He's like the last guy getting on, and there's about five empty seats, and there's this middle seat between me and this skinny guy over there by the window, and he keeps coming, and he keeps coming, and he stops, and he says, "That's my seat." Yeah. And I get him in, I go over, I'm leaning over the outside the other day, and I look over at the guy at the window and said, "How you doing over there, Slim?" The two of us, he's got like 700 pounds pushing him out the window. It's unbelievable. I was full figured then too. Boy, oh boy, that was something.
What about your basketball team?
The Wolves, what the heck?
What's going on
here?
Are
they good? It'd be hard to believe that now they're healthy. But Cat, after everybody vilified him for his performance here, was pretty good on the two road games so far.
Will you explain to me the tournament?
No, I cannot.
Does it mean anything?
No. If you're on the winning team, you get a certain amount of money. But there's only one extra game. I don't know. We are in, Joe. We are in the West Group C with six other teams. West Group C. Ah.
Is it an effort by the league to get them to play more consistently during their regular season?
It's to make the regular season more interesting. But you should have maybe waited until you had a sponsor, mm-hmm. so you didn't have to call it the in-season tournament.
Right.
And we're playing in Group West C. Why aren't we playing in the Havlicek division or someday?
Right.
Some name.
So was that their first tournament game?
San Antonio was the first tournament.
So they're 2-0 in the tournament.
No, there wasn't a tournament last night. It's a tournament game.
Oh, I thought it was a tournament game.
No, but next, when we play them tomorrow, it's a tournament
game. You got to stay out there and play them tomorrow?
And play them again tomorrow, then you go to back to Phoenix. And I think there's one more road.
Is that a tournament game?
Depends. You got to look and see what the court looks like. Oh. If the court is like a big maze of one color, then it's a tournament game.
Okay, so last night was not a tournament game.
No, but if the court looks really funny and it's got big blob of it's basically like I saw a court from a tournament game where it was all red with a little.
I'm going to be looking for that.
Little strip of mahogany in the middle of it, but it's all red. It's unwatchable. It's so stupid, it's unbelievable. But I've been having a lot of fun on Twitter about it, though. I predicted the Oklahoma City Thunder were going to upset our dreams of in-season tournament glory and win the vaunted West Group C, but then some guy pointed out to me they were already 0-2 in the NC tournament, so the odds are against
them. I got to tell you, you were having some fun this weekend on Twitter, but my favorite was, I think this came this morning, when somebody went after you for ripping a kid that's playing Daniel high school Evan. Basketball.
No, playing at Louisville.
Playing at Louisville. And he says, "What's your point? Bashing on a kid? Be better than that." And Patrick says, "I can guarantee you one thing, sir. I'm 100% not better than that."
Yes, I'm not better than that. This kid took a huge amount of NIL money from Louisville to renege on the Gophers, right? Mm-hmm. Daniel Evans. And I said he exploded for 2 points and had three rebounds in a game that Louisville lost to Chattanooga. This guy's like you're bashing some young scholar.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He's a young scholar, all right. He took supposedly $400,000 to switch his commitment. These are not, ripping college athletes in the big time college athletes has never been a problem for me, but it shouldn't be a problem for anybody.
It shouldn't be.
They're pros, you know? So, unbelievable.
And our hockey team has fallen on hard times.
All right. We got an issue, though. Yeah. The goalie, the kid goalie, is he a Finn or a Swede? Wallstedt, the kid down at. I don't know. We're going to Sweden, by the way. We're going to Sweden. And I forgot we had Swedes, but Brodin's a Swede, and who else is it? They got a couple of Swedes.
They hated Ottawa.
Yeah. And then they play somebody else, Toronto, right? Toronto's over there, too.
Are they there for two games?
Yeah, they're over there for two games. Back-to-back, though. They play them. You go over there for a week and don't do your practice and stuff, and then you play two games.
Maybe this will turn them around.
The Flower gives up eight, and you made him stay in there for all eight?
Yep.
What the hell? You know, the goal, the kid that's the future is playing great at Des Moines, but they gave Gus the bus three years. So they can't afford, I don't think they can afford to call him up. I don't think they got the cap money to call him up.
I think Dean is capable of spite.
Yeah.
Leave the Flower in there.
Well, Judd Zulgad, Mr. Hockey at this station, thinks he's lost the room and he's about to get fired.
Really?
Yes. But Dean should just take comfort in the knowing that 2 weeks from now he'll have a job somewhere else in the NHL. Now that he's in the cycle.
How can you lose the room? They don't have any bad guys on the team.
Yeah, we got rid of Suter and Parisi. They supposedly ruined the room. And now I don't know who ruined the room. Brodin doesn't ruin the room because he doesn't speak.
The commie can't ruin the room because he can't speak.
Yes, right. Brodin doesn't. And the commie ain't playing great, though, is he?
No, he's too charitable. He needs to shoot more.
Really?
He's always looking to give it to somebody else. Just shoot the damn thing.
You know who the crowd's down on? My Twitter account is down on Boldy. They're ripping Boldy.
Really? Last night, the crowd just booed the hell out of him at the end of the game.
You give up eight. That happens. Yeah. Yep. You know. Hey, Judd.
Judd. I'm Joe.
Joe, that's right.
Yeah.
They had a ticket special for Ek, for Erickson Ek. 100th goal. He scored his 100th goal.
Yeah.
$100. That's your ticket special? $100. Maybe it's dinner with it or something.
Do you get to meet him?
I don't know. But it's the act ticket special. $100. What the hell? You haven't taken the whole crew to a hockey game lately, have you?
Not lately.
No.
I'm still recovering from Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Well, it's a pricey adventure. Somebody told me the other day they went up to the box office at the Timberwolves game. They didn't sell out. The cheapest ticket was $91.
You're kidding me.
$91! But if you go to Arby's and they win, you can get a ticket for $1. So I don't know what the hell.
You get a sandwich, you mean?
I don't know what it is.
Huh. I'm making my debut when Connor Bedard shows up.
Okay.
I want to see him.
He's got to be the hero of Chicago right now because the Bears stink.
Yep.
The White Sox were the biggest flop in baseball, and the Bulls are a perennial disappointment with the talent they have. So they got to be the Blackhawks. You know, Bedard's got to be the hero down there because they don't have any others.
How are the Blackhawks doing?
He had a nifty goal over the weekend. Social media. Bedard.
They're 2 points behind the Wild.
No, that ain't good.
No. And they played last night.
How many games have we played?
The Wild are
13. No, more than that.
15 games.
And how many do they actually have in the left column?
Five.
Five. So they've won 5 out of 15.
Right.
Forget all that crap over there on the right.
They're 5-10.
Yes, they're 5-10. So
now, aren't you running NHL Agate anymore?
No, we stopped running NHL Agate.
Oh, for God's sake.
Stopped running.
Plus, you didn't even get the score from the Timberwolves game. It says late. They were done at 10 o'clock.
We had it in my paper, but
we didn't have it in mine.
That's terrible.
You got no shot tomorrow because the game doesn't start till 9 o'clock our time.
Wait, are we back in the good graces of your guy?
What guy?
Well, you had an issue for a couple of weeks with your newspaper guy.
Oh, that never comes on time.
Oh.
That's never.
My week guy's fantastic, 4:30 in the morning.
We've been through this.
Weekend's a little iffy.
Okay, now Chicago. Oh,
is it your guy is the guy if the Vikings have a late game, you're in trouble morning.
Yeah, it's okay. Monday night.
So next week.
Weekend, sunny. If they have a sunny night.
So we got Denver on Sunday night next week. Yeah. You might be in trouble for Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. Could be. How about this though? 5 in a row.
It's unbelievable.
And then they get to play Denver, who stinks. And then who?
And then we host the Bears on Monday Night Football.
This could be a 7-game winning streak.
And then they go to Las Vegas, and the Raiders won 2 in a row, but they're not very good.
The Vikings don't host the Bears.
After this week, they do.
This week, they're the Monday or the Sunday night game at Denver.
Right.
Did you see the story on this jackass Josh McDaniels?
No.
He gets fired on Halloween, right? The Raiders coach. He's going to get a bunch of money. His kids are out trick-or-treating. He calls the wife and said, "You got to come home. You got to bring the kids home because I got some bad news." You got to let them finish trick-or-treating, for God's sake.
Yeah, you don't
do
that.
You can tell them the next day that they got fired. What a jackass. That would make me feel worse about him than but he worked for Belichick all those years, so you knew he was a jackass.
You think Belichick's in his last year?
Yes, he'll be done there.
You know who's going to take his spot? Brian Flores.
You think
maybe
so?
Brian Flores will be the head coach of the Patriots.
He's pretty good. He's he knows how to send the boys after a quarterback.
Oh.
Did you see the movie The Killer?
No.
It's out in the it didn't do well in the theater, so it's been moved to Netflix.
Okay.
Where it's just doing gangbusters.
So we've been watching a lot of stuff.
Oh,
what is it?
No, it was intended for the theater. It's a French noir novel about
really?
A killer.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
We'll be on that.
Look it up. Who's the star? You might know the star. I don't know the guy.
The Bride and I have gone to 3 movies the last month.
You're a better man than I am.
Dedicated to go to
because you went to long ones.
Oh, God, Oppenheimer. She left.
Yeah.
But the...
Michael Fassbender.
You ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah. Heavens, yeah. He's married to Vikander, isn't he? Look up who he's married to.
Well, he's the killer.
Gorgeous young lady.
He's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be pretty good.
Alicia Vikander.
Vikander, yes. Oof. She's
She's a confirmed.
Is she in the movie or is this just his wife?
No, that's his wife.
In real life.
And, you know, just out of curiosity, I looked up.
A guy's got to look.
I looked up. I saw her in a movie, and I looked it up to see what her personal life was about. Maybe if there are any attached photos. But I looked that up and found out she was married to Fassbender for quite a while, actually.
Huh. What has he been in that I would know? Anything?
Quite a few movies, yeah. Yeah. He was in the one where... he was the star of the one where...
X-Men First Class.
I haven't seen any X-Men movies.
Inglourious Basterds, he was in that.
Yes, but he's also in one...
Yep, I did too.
He's also in one with Carey Mulligan where they are brother and sister and they are separated, but they used to do things that you probably aren't supposed to do with a sibling. So
I see.
What was the name of that one?
I don't know which one you're...
Fassbender and Carey Mulligan.
Have you seen... are you going to see Barbie?
I think I'll watch it on TV when the price
when it's
gets,
zero.
It's now still $24.95.
Well,
yes. They aren't giving Barbie away. I think I'll watch it.
How many times has that been viewed in your home, Mr. Mayor?
I don't know that they've watched it on TV yet.
Is it not available yet?
I don't know.
Oh. I'm a big Gosling fan, so I think it'll be good. And Margaret Robbie was fantastic as Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding?
Tanya.
She ain't the Barbie movie.
Margaret Robbie is the...
Is Barbie.
Is
Barbie?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, the one who was... Tanya, one of the best movies in the last 10 years.
That was always the best is when someone would email you. I saw you, Royce. I saw you in the Tanya Harding. Was that the 30 for 30 thing with Tanya Harding?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there.
Suspicious of what she is saying.
That's right.
Denver at Buffalo. That would only be useful to me if there's a snowstorm.
Oh, no. You're going to get tailgating shots from people that have been there since Friday.
Yeah, but they got to be terribly disappointed in their Bills.
They are not happy.
What's wrong with the Bills?
Well, the quarterback has been very mediocre this year.
I thought Josh was a superstar.
He's a good player.
I think they had to let some people go to pay to cover all the costs of the quarterback.
And they paid Von Miller a bunch of money, too, 2 years ago.
Probably wish they hadn't. So.
Yep.
Anyway. Yeah, that's tonight.
That's the game tonight. Live from Orchard Park.
So big advantage for us because Denver will have the Mondays.
That's right. They're on a short week.
Sunday, short week, yes.
Let me...
Josh, go.
Let's look at the Buffalo weather.
Okay.
Partly cloudy and no, that's Tuesday. Buffalo, 53 degrees and partly cloudy.
Just like it is here.
Nothing would beat,
that's
though.
That's not fun.
Remember, was it 2 years ago they played New England on a night game and the wind was whipping so bad they would not kick the ball?
Right.
They just kept going for it.
I was out at Morris on Thursday working on a story. The wind was blowing on the prairie.
Oh, I bet.
My God, it must have been blowing 40. It was unbelievable. I got out of the car. as an old country boy, when you're driving through an area where there are gravel roads,
yeah,
and you have to relieve yourself in a small way.
Sure.
You just
you have to go number one.
Yeah, you just drive down a country road.
Of course.
Yeah.
I could keeping that, you know, what happens in a good line so you don't get it on yourself is hard.
But you got to gauge where the wind is.
Still, it's blowing around. Yeah. And then I damn near couldn't open the car door getting back in because the wind was blowing. The wind was blowing so hard I damn near couldn't open the car door.
Wouldn't that be something to get stuck? You know, stuck. And you'd have to call for help?
I need somebody strong enough to open the door here. So anyway.
And then you got to be careful when you open it that the wind doesn't catch it and wreck it.
Yes, yes. My Morris team, though, won the UMAC. Now they get to go to Whitewater and get the traditional UMAC 80-0 defeat, but that's the way it goes.
In fact, on my various town ball routes home, my boys now know which gravel road we can take when we have to, you know, take care of said business.
Not as many gravel roads as there used to be when you get closer to the city, but you can still find a few out in the Jordan area.
Yes.
Your Jordans aren't in the football anymore.
Nope, we were edged by Waseca 41-21, I believe, was the
final. Are we down to the...
the Prepel starts...
Are we down to the state tournament?
Yeah, it starts this weekend. Right?
I thought it was Thanksgiving.
No, it's Thanksgiving week. This is the semis.
Or this is the semis this weekend, okay.
Yeah. So,
because Murray's lost to who beat Matamidi? No, Creighton beat Matamidi. No, Matamidi beat Creighton.
Is still alive, I thought.
I think Matamidi might still be alive.
I can pull it up here because I know Chris Long had the entire bracket. Because I know my brother-in-law's Belgrade Brutinel Rosas are in it this year, which is a big
deal.
They've
been really good in basketball out there.
Have they really?
Belgrade Brutinel,
Where is Chris Long's bracket? I know he had it up here. Boy, he tweets a lot. Holy cow.
I got three schools I could root for. You got two.
Yeah, Prior Lake.
Fulda and Prior Lake.
Fulda is now joined with Heron Lake and Okabena.
Oh, boy.
Fulton, Heron Lake, Fulda, Heron Lake, Okabena.
You've got Fertile Beltrami versus Kingsland, Otter Tail Central versus Nevis, Byron versus Ricori, Centennial versus Lakeville South. That's Thursday the 16th.
Centennial's first semifinal appearance.
Friday, you got Jackson County Central versus Barnesville.
Look out for them. They got the big quarterback who's going to be a hotshot recruit.
Cannon Falls versus Eden Valley Watkins. St. Thomas Academy versus Alexandria. Oh, that's rookie versus Kenny. Hutchinson versus North Branch. Edina versus Eden Prairie. Edina made it. Wow, okay.
Edina's coming back. Had a good year this year.
And then on Saturday, you got Springfield versus, is it pronounced Monoman?
Monoman.
Wabun.
Monoman.
Belgrade.
Springfield. Auggie's alma mater.
Belgrade, Brutinel Rosa versus Mineota. Stewartville versus Dilworth. Glendon Felton. Dassel Cokato versus Annandale. And Chanhassen versus Andover.
Monoman, Martin, Marshall, McLeod, Meekham, Mille Lacs, Morrison, Maurer, Murray. Those are your
I told you when I was going out to Morris the other day, I was in Annandale. I was approaching Annandale, and a fire truck and two cop cars came streaming down the highway, and I thought, what's happened? And then the bus with the volleyball team came behind them. They were leading them out of town.
Oh, for Pete's
sake. In the old fashion.
That's the old way.
Leading them out of town, you know.
Oh,
we got to lead our team out of town. They got beat. The Wayzata girls won their fourth straight volleyball title, 32-0, And they got Samantha Seliger Swenson's twin sisters as the ace of that group.
I have to ask you a question after you tell us about the Valley Group, because I have a question from a listener for you, Patrick.
Valley Group of GM dealers. Winter's coming. You need a new car.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If it's you want something that's going to go through the snow.
You got to make snow a non-factor.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe I ought to try that, because the convertible is not exactly a snowplow. It's a pretty good car, but it's not a snowplow. But they got the trucks and they got the SUVs at the Valley Group, Hastings and Apple Valley. I looked it up. They got some pretty good interest rates. The truck, the Sierra, which looks pretty spiffy, 0.9 if you qualify.
Really?
And then there's a 1.9 going too, even for the SUVs. Huh. So I would get out there, and these guys will take care of you. Jim Paul and Brett Paul. I wouldn't keep buying my car there if I didn't think I was being well-treated, right?
They are the best. I've done business with them, too.
You did that, too.
Yep.
And I got half my relatives are buying cars from there, too. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM Dealers, Apple Valley, and Hastings. I keep forgetting Hastings because I do all my business at Apple Valley.
I forgot to ask you this last week, Patrick. Was this Dick Bramer's choice to step down as the TV play-by-play guy?
No, it was not his choice, but they do not have a deal for next year. They don't know where they're headed. And I think they want Provis on television.
Ah.
And I think there's a possibility, as a money-saving technique,
they'll do both.
They might have a simulcast or have Provis do six innings of TV and three innings of radio.
There's a few teams that do it that way, right? Where the TV is also the radio?
Yeah, simulcast. Or a lot of them, like, do six innings of TV and then three innings on the radio. Some of them do that. So,
okay.
Then they might end up doing that. And I think it's, whatever Dick's going to be doing, he's going to be, fan things. He'll be emceeing and do those. They gave him that, but I think it's pretty obvious that this was not his decision. So. Okay.
Is he sad?
I'm sure he's sad. Dick and I aren't that kind of relationship. I get along with him fine, but he's gonna win the coveted Lifetime Achievement Award, I hear. That's going to be his consolation prize, the thing they gave me.
Will you hand it to him then, since you were last year's recipient?
The recipient. I don't know.
I'm still upset, though. I heard that when my speech appears on Valley Sports North, several of the barbs got edited out.
I remember.
It's about what did I do, 10 minutes?
Yeah,
about
easily.
It's about 7.5, and 2.5 of the needling Rocco and the didn't make it.
I recall recording said broadcast, because I wanted to re-listen to the barbs, and I went, son of a bitch, they cut him out.
The barbs. They took out the barbs. They said it was for time constraints. So,
you could edit anywhere. Why edit the barbs?
Yeah, the barbs. And, Rocco didn't mind.
No, everyone had a good chuckle.
Oh, Rocco's fine. You can needle Rocco. What the hell? Anyway, Dick did not want to leave. That's, by all accounts, he did not want to leave.
Gotcha.
All right.
40 years is a good run, though.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is. Congratulations to him.
Yes. This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seen in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.